As is the custom in Poland, is to say greetings from Tarum, from the brothers and sisters there. And this is the zwyczaj that they do. And so I'm bringing greetings from Tarum, Poland. And one of the sisters that's been saved for many years, she was part of a church, of a different church, she says, I'm making this for you because I don't want you to forget to come back to Poland. And I thought, how could I not come back? How could I not go back? But God has been so good. He really has. And with this conference, this has been a wow conference for me.
Amen.
It has been a renewing of my mind. I was, for the first time in all these years of speaking, I didn't think, I want to be one of the first ones so I can get it over with. This time I actually saw, oh, wow, I'm the last one. Thank you, Lord. And I thought, wow, that's a renewing of my mind for once right there, because I thought, oh, wow, I get to be one of the last ones. I get a chance to renew my mind, renew my spirit, renew my feelings, renew everything that I needed to get my mind in gear here for the mission conference. And I tell you what, if you do not come to the morning meetings to hear the messages that help renew your mind on these, during this mission conference, you're missing quite a bit. If you miss out on meetings here in this church, if you're not here faithful, you miss out. Because every meeting is so different. Everyone, God, the Spirit is moving in each life. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The day is approaching.
Yes, praise the Lord.
What day is that? His return. Yes. It is approaching. It is coming. And we are to be exhorting one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Why? Because this world hates us. Because we get down. We get discouraged. We get not depressed, but maybe just, oh, hands hang down. Sometimes you get weary, as we have been speaking about this in the morning meetings. Sometimes we just feel weary from day's life, from the life, from work, from whatever. But once again, the Lord is faithful, and He refreshes, and He renews, and He helps in every situation. I also want to thank each one of you, brethren, for holding down the fort here, because without you, we would not be there. Excuse me. And I want to thank our co-workers that we have, Josh and Magda, that have come to work with us. Young blood is always great, and I always knew that they would be wonderful in the ministry, bringing in the young ones and encouraging and strengthening them. And Magda's wonderful with the young people. Wow, she has just got such a ministry with these little ones. Thank the Lord for them. And we're praying for the next generation, our grandchildren, the little ones. Tell it again. Tell it to your children.
Amen.
Tell it to your grandchildren. Don't let them get away. Don't let it die with you. And we've been in Tarum now for 5.5 years. Wow, time is really flying by. The gospel is going out and being told. I have one other thankfulness I want to say. Just a second. I need to go back. Just a second. I want to thank the Lord for Melissa and Elizabeth that have come here from New York. Thank you for coming and being a part of this.
Amen.
And Michael, especially, for coming and wanting to see the brethren here and coming from Poland. If you haven't met him, you need to, because he needs to work on his English. He says he truly understands now how we feel when we're in Poland, that we cannot express ourselves totally in everything that we want to say. He says, now I understand. And I said, thank you, Lord. Someone's understanding. Now he can tell them, she has so much more she wants to say, but she can't. So I'm thankful for that. Thankful that someone's understanding now. But like I said, we've been in Tarum now for 5.5 years, and we've seen some fruit. It hasn't been total dry. God has given fruit.
Amen.
It's hard, it's little, but there's something. We've had Adam and Grażyna We've had Sebastian and Asha. We've had Marching, Josh's boss. He got the chance to lead his boss to the Lord. Wow, what amazing. Angelica, which is another young man that Joe had the opportunity to talk to a couple years ago, but he was young and hadn't gone through his confirmation through the Catholic Church, and he promised he'd do it for his mom, just for her, not because but just for her. And he had a girlfriend that was lost. And he couldn't understand why he wasn't coming to church faithful. If he believed in what he was reading and reading the word, why wasn't he faithful to it? He was even witnessing to her during this time, even though he wasn't coming to church. He wasn't faithful coming. And he says, I guess she put me to shame. He brought her, and within two meetings, was it, that she got saved. She heard the word, and she repented, and she understood. And wow, what an amazing thing!
Amen.
And then we have Milena, another young lady that Brent and Michael had a chance to meet at the university there, and they had a chance to see her come to know the Lord. She just got baptized recently, so God is doing a work, and we're thankful for that. The two couples that I mentioned both just had new babies. And I know that some of you have heard that the babies were sick, they had pneumonia, they were in the hospital, which this kept them away from the church for nearly a year, because between the wives being sick and not being able to get to church, and then it was really a trial to not have them be here. Different ones have, everyone has family that's lost, just like we do, they do too. And they're praying for their loved ones. And for men that are in the church, that we are praying for men, as well as here, as in Mexico, and Tarun, and Wuj, men that would lead out and be a part. Since November of this last year, the Lord has really been working on my mindset. Going through the life of change is not an easy thing, as women know. But God has been faithful. And something that the Lord had given me several months ago was in Psalm 19:14. And I have been trying to say this every morning. I've memorized it, and I get up every morning. And the moment I open my eyes, I try to think, okay, I should have it written on my ceiling or something so I don't forget. But let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is something that I desire to have, that God would be the leader of my mouth, that he would guide. I know it's hard to control, but those meditations are even harder to control. Then let have the meditation. Stephen just mentioned it just a moment ago, we will be held accountable for every word, for everything. And, you know, there's accountability. And I want to not be, we'll be accountable for things that are good and some things that are bad. But I know that our God is merciful. And just think of it, the God, the creator of everything, loves us.
Amen.
With all love that won't stop.
Amen.
He loves us. And that's what's wonderful to know. And the next thought that I was been having is Hebrews 11:6 about faith. It's been mentioned throughout this week. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. And without faith, what is that? What is faith exactly? It's the substance of things. Hebrews 11:1 says it's the things hoped for of evidence, things not seen. Not seen. God wants us to trust him without seeing the results. Brother Lindell did that in the beginning, building this church. He didn't know that this would ever happen. He didn't know that God would bring out missionaries from Oklahoma. People from, that's a unforsaken land, right? To Texans. But that's okay. I'm a Texan now. If you'll have me. I adopted it. Y'all were born here. I adopted it, okay?
You got here quick.
It's right. I sure did. So, when Joe and I were in Poland, have been now there for 20 years, and, you know, we didn't ever go to Poland to see it physically with our eyes. We only saw pictures that Bill and Brent brought back. We never went there. We trusted God. I mean, was there a Poland, really? Did Bill and Brad just bring back fake pictures from somewhere? Yeah. No, but we trusted. We just got in a plane and took off without sight, without seeing. I'd never traveled overseas. I'd only been in Mexico and the U.S. We set out by faith and left Mexico to go to Poland. I never knew that as I knew that as long as I had the Lord and Joe and my kids and the verse that God had given me back when I was in college, when I was up in Oklahoma, which it said, Acts 7:3, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show thee.
Amen.
That verse, when I read that, I thought, okay, my country is from Oklahoma to Texas. And that's where my thoughts were. But, you know, I never knew that how much humor God had. That he was going to send me not only to Mexico. And I told Joe, I said, have I known that you were going to go to Poland, I might have had second thoughts. No, I was teasing. But I was, you know, it was really a difficult move even to there. But I knew with this verse that God had given me 34 years ago that I could still trust that today.
Amen.
I could go anywhere by faith.
Amen.
The Lord's given us his word, his guidebook. And if you have a desire to do what God wants you to do, all you have to do is by faith look in his word and find it. Seek and find it. In our PowerPoint presentation, Joe shared, I don't know if anyone got to see those, all of y'all got to see them, but there have been some powerful words. If you ever are able to, these are missionary-minded songs by the Vandenbergs. Look them up. I've been listening to them. Some of the songs that they had sang, some of the words were like, faith sees the invisible, believes the impossible, receives the incredible, no matter what was. Faith moves the unmovable and proves the unprovable. If there's a mountain that stands in your way, from all you can see, it will be there to stay. God says, with the faith of a small mustard seed, that mountain will move, believe, and you'll see. You know, Joe and I have been traveling around Poland different times, and we'd pass all these little poke and plum towns. You know what those are, right? By the time you poke your head out, you're plumb out of town.
Sounds like Oklahoma.
Actually, my husband told me, so it could be Mexican, you know. How will these people hear and know the gospel? And seeing this updated version, you would never believe the letters that Joe receives almost on a daily basis. And you saw in the PowerPoint presentation where these Bibles are going to. They're going all over Poland. And not only that, Joe's had people write him from Ireland, from Canada, from where else? England. All of these are putting Polish Bibles into the hands of the Polish people in those communities, Chicago. And they're writing us and asking, can we get some of these Bibles? And Joe finally had to say, wait, we need these for our campaign. We can't keep giving them all away. But they're going out. And these little towns, is it possible that they can actually have the word of God in their hands in these little towns? That's our hope and prayer. Is it, as we're passing by these, can we stop and pass out these Bibles in these towns? We have seen what faith can do here in this church. We've seen what faith can do in Mexico. And in our own lives, I'm sure you've seen what God has done in your own life. You've seen mountains moved. You've seen people's lives changed in your life. And then we desire to see more here in Poland and Mexico.
Amen.
And here. The last thing I want to share here is Mark chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. I read this little just. Part of you, I mean, most of you know this whole story. I was afraid someone was going to steal it. Josh kept going around it, and I was afraid he was going to take it. But in verse 27 says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. I shall be whole. And I started thinking about this woman. It really touched my heart. She was on a mission. She was on a mission. She was tired.
Yeah.
She was weary. She was spent. She had nothing else to hope for. She said, and it says that she said aloud. Maybe she said it aloud. Maybe she said it to herself. But whatever. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. We don't know much about her. Maybe she had already seen what Jesus had done. Maybe she only had heard what Jesus had done. But she wanted it too. She wanted what others have had. Healing. Complete healing. She believed by faith. She trusted. What are you reaching out for? What are you reaching out to Jesus for? Where's your faith taking you? She wanted physical healing by faith. How about you? Do you come to him trusting him by faith? And remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. Do I want to please the Father? Have faith. I'm speaking to myself as well. And my last other thought, that this is the hardest one for me that I've been thinking about. This is also a song on there. It says, bury my heart on the mission field, Lord. When I first heard this song, I could not sing it. I was listening to the words and I was, oh, Lord, do it. Can I really say this? Is this what I really, really want? And the song words go like this. A young girl weeps in a far distant land. She has no one to show her God's love, no mother or father to wipe away her tears. She cries out in the night alone, bury my heart on the mission field, Lord. I'll go to dry that young girl's tears. I'll serve you no matter where the path may lead. Lord, please bury my heart.
Amen.
A mother grieves for her starving child. She has no shelter from the cold. Earthly provisions will ease their sufferings, but who will feed their empty souls? Bury my heart, Lord. I give the gospel to these suffering ones. I'll go wherever you want me to go. Lord, please bury my heart. Will you ignore these lost souls in the night? Can you hear their pleading cries? They're begging for someone to show them the way. We must go before another one dies. Bury my heart. These distant voices won't fade away. I'll do your will no matter the cost. Lord, please bury my heart. When I first heard this song, I couldn't sing it. And I thought, Lord, I know I'm already here on the mission field, but am I really committed to stay here till I die? Would I never come back to the States to live to where I can understand completely everything? But for you, are you willing to bury your heart on the mission field where you are? Are you willing to be committed where you are? Are you willing to say, here am I, send me, and go somewhere? Or are you willing to stay here on your mission field with your family and your friends and your work and bury your heart here too?
Amen.